Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The Boiling Springs Lakes child, who is the subject of an Amber Alert, has been found safe in Columbus County. Amber Marlowe, age 49, was transferred to Brunswick County custody on Wednesday. She's allegedly the child's grandmother and is reported to have taken the child in July. She faces charges of kidnapping and an unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Sharon Hall is the new principal for East Columbus High School. Hall was the assistant principal at Edgewood and Central in the Whiteville District until recently. She replaces Kenneth Bowen, who abruptly resigned August 16th after a year at East. He received a payout of $44,000 on his separation from the county schools. Hurricane Francine came ashore in Louisiana last night. The National Weather Service is watching a coastal low that could develop this weekend and potentially affect North Carolina. Now, the storm system does show some likelihood for development, but it probably will not become a full-fledged tropical storm. Just keep an eye on it. Make sure your emergency kit is put together, and just be ready just in case. The Columbus County Disaster Coalition is working to bring the faith community together for large and small emergencies. The coalition will host a free seminar and luncheon on September 26th at Vineland Station from 9 until 1. It will be for pastors, church leaders, and others to find out more about emergency resources in our area, and how they can help, and how they can be helped. The event is free. You need to RSVP by September 17th, however. You can contact the coalition on Facebook. Chaplain Marsha DeRouche is of the coalition is our guest on this week's Set Columbus Connection. Saturday is the Cruise In for Heroes at Tabor City. Events start downtown at 4 p.m. There's a barbecue cook-off. The kids can touch a truck and explore a police car. There'll be a classic car, truck, and motorcycle cruise in, and the parade is Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Lights will be dim downtown so everyone can enjoy the lights of the fire trucks and police vehicles in a parade commemorating September 11, 2001, and honoring all those who still serve as first responders. Contact the Tabor Chamber if you'd like to participate. The Southeastern Genealogical Society is going to meet Saturday at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. Dr. Howard Marshall will detail the history of sweet potato production in Columbus County. The meeting begins at 2, and members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. Litter Sweep starts this weekend across North Carolina. The annual volunteer cleanup effort grew from the Beach Sweep program of the 1980s. Volunteers can obtain safety vests, trash bags, and other equipment free of charge through the local DOT office. Department of Transportation crews will make rounds picking up the bags of trash from roadsides during the entire litter sweep period, lasting about 2 weeks. See the story on our website for information on how you can help. Folks, this is a good thing to do, and our community could use some extra hands picking up out there. So whether you want to do it by yourself, whether it's your family, whether it's your church group, your civic club wants to get together, contact the DOT office right here in Whiteville and see how you can be a part of litter sweep. Now, speaking of cleaning up, downtown Whiteville is going to host more than 100 visitors from across the state for a North Carolina Main Street meeting in the very near future. Downtown business owners are being asked to spruce up around your storefront so downtown can be a showcase for our community. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.